My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin a murderer or a wizard? Do him and Belinda have trust issues? Listen and enjoy.
Where we last left off last week was March 5th of 2013, and I told Dick Eldorado's girlfriend, or they're kind of estranged at the moment, Mavis Mills, that the purge was coming. She better watch out, because it's coming.
She better not cry.
Better get out of those internet cafes. It's coming, and I can only do so much. I can protect you.
I'm telling you why.
Shut up, Santi. I can protect you. And Mavis was shaking. She had two questions for me. Two questions.
Very important question.
Kind of like Passover. Like, why is this night different than any other night? Two questions from Mavis Mills. One very important question.
Yes.
Mr. Davin, are you a murderer? Davin is not a murderer.
I've never believe me, I saw you on stage. I've never seen you kill once.
Oh, you know.
Sorry, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
See what you're going to do?
I had to go there. I'm sorry.
Because he's going to torture them. He's going to torture everybody, and you should get it.
Inhale the future. Is first.
That's
don't
a
ask who's last.
I apologize.
Look in the mirror, see.
Fine. We'll move on.
That's going to be a handy-dandy clip, I can see.
Yeah, forget the barrel. Now we're going to hear the rap.
Oh, funny.
The crap.
I'll just whip you kids into shape.
That'll do it.
Oh, that is a crap rap.
That's kind of cruel and unusual.
Yes. It is unusual.
Didn't the Geneva Convention come out and outlaw that?
It's model torture. So, once we clarified that I was not a murderer,
yes.
Or at least I was not admitting to be a murderer, even though I do travel with those sorts of people.
Mm-hmm.
There was another question Miss Mavis Mills had for me. Another very pertinent question that many have asked me before, so it was not unreasonable.
Many have asked you before.
Sure. Mr. Davin, are you a wizard? How could you forget about that?
Jokes regarding wands ensued.
I think at one point Pip Helix called me the Grand Wizard. That was not what I was going for.
But that was so funny. Are you a wizard? Not even murder. Are you have a show you're scared? Are you a wizard?
Somebody asked me that in the supermarket just the other day.
It's but it's just so funny how backwards ass this culture is. Where the hell, you know, all this, where, you know, you could be a wizard, could be a problem. I got a friend turned into a chicken last week, you know.
We did turn you into a chicken.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Joe,
sure,
you should really remember the show. You had a good time. So March 6th, Mavis Mills logs on.
Yes.
There I am at my steed. One question. No question marks. Are you a murderer?
That's, really?
We're back to that.
So how many days passed between those two conversations? The first,
when was the next day?
It was on her mind the whole night.
Yeah, that's a good point, though.
She's tossing and turning in her hut, wondering, am I going to get killed? You know, is it going to be a spell?
I didn't get a satisfactory answer. I'm going right back at him.
I did not respond.
Oh, you know, DJ Ninja says, yes, he is the black wizard with purple magic.
Funny.
It's your pillow tight.
Yes.
March 8th, I ask her how she is. She says, good. Spells it terribly. I say, glad to hear it. She goes, okay. And I asked her, are you a bit calmer today? And she was gone.
No,
girl is spooked.
You're a murderer. I'm not talking to you. Oh, that's funny.
The girl is spooked.
Yeah.
So now let's talk to my girlfriend.
Okay.
March 8th. What's the matter, Joe?
It's just you've got those. So many people are trying to get them,
yeah,
and get vengeance on them, and you've got her freaking out, thinking she's going to be murdered.
Wait,
or turned into a yak or whatever the hell.
I just got a text. Yeah. It's from Juliana. She wants to know if I'm a wizard. No, I can't make that song good.
Nobody could.
March 8th, let's talk to my girl.
Okay.
Haven't spoken to her in a little while. She asked how I am. I said, tired, long night, but okay, how are you? She says she's cool. I said, you're in a better mood today. Because remember, we were talking about taking you on a yak ride, and she was packing up the car, and then it abruptly ended.
Yes.
It was another quick exit.
Yes.
She is in a better mood. I go, good, you seemed rather upset yesterday, upset with me in particular. She goes, yeah, I was. Just had things I wanted you to know, and I have, so I know I'm cool. I go, what'd you want to know? That all of a sudden you thought I was doubting the existence of a funeral? Remember, she got pissed off at me.
Yeah.
That was questioning the funeral. She goes, excuse me. It's like you don't trust me, and it really hurts. I am doing all I can, but to no avail. I go, again with the trust. That's the trump card, the trust.
Sure.
I go, what do you want me to know? I understand. How do you think it feels to be lied to by somebody you loved and trusted? I told you, we will have that video chat next week. All will be in the open. That being said, I never questioned the funeral. I actually thought I was a good boyfriend during the whole thing and trying to be there for you. I guess I was not. You there? And I was being a good boyfriend. I was on call.
Yeah.
She goes, I know you tried to be there for me, and I appreciate, but a little trust will be nice. Will it?
Is that how, sucked at it.
Is that how we separate me from the money?
Okay. That's how we lure you in with the trust. Reinforce the trust. Do you have the trust? I'm getting the trust. Do you have the trust? Bring the trust.
Yeah, she thinks I got a big trust, and that's what
it's
she wants.
Big trust. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's all there.
I go, every time you say a little trust would be nice, you lie. Well, that's what I said to her.
Oh, wow.
I go, a little honesty would be nice. I've been extremely patient with you. She goes, that's not it. I guess we will have that conversation on VidChat. If it's not enough, then that's it, I guess. I go, it is it, Belinda. As far back as Agnes, you've always said, trust me. I always did, and then you lied.
I'm sorry. Oh. As far back as Agnes, you wasn't trust. That's when you were first lying to me.
I know. It sounds like he's quoting from the Torah. As far back as the Book of Agnes, you have been lying to me.
This is the first time you lied.
Yeah.
Yay, though you lie unto the fake Davin.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, that.
I shall continue to scam you back.
I go, yes, the video chat will be very important. Just you and me. No Ishmael. We will either be on the path to your wishes of marriage one day, or we will part ways, I guess. I need honesty. Even if you think it will hurt me or breaks us up, I think after all these months, I deserve that from you. Now, think about this. We're talking about breaking up.
Yeah.
This is not what scammers want.
No. And she's being kind of calm about it. She's actually kind of playing it like, well, I'm going to keep pushing back at you.
And you threw another log on the fire there. No Ishmael.
Yeah. I don't want the guy around. Let's see how you can talk by yourself.
Right.
She goes, and that's what I'm trying to give, and I hope I get some in return. Let's talk about something else. I go, okay, I did not want to talk about this anyway. We have time for that next week. Let's talk about something more pleasant. What would you like to talk about? She goes, what have you been up to? I go, up to my cock and hot women.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.